The representative, Mike Thornberry, from Texas, chair of the House Armed Services Committee. Sir, the president's apparently going to outline his plan to close Gitmo. You get the platform first. What do you think about this idea of going forward with plans to close Gitmo?
Well, I haven't seen the plan. I woke up this morning and read some press stories where apparently the administration has briefed members of the media ahead of time, which tells me that there's a fair amount of political spin going on here. Look, the law's really clear. By today, there has to be a specific plan, and there's got to be a lot of specific elements in that plan. How you're going to do this, where they're going to go, what it's going to cost. What do you do if you capture Baghdadi tomorrow? Where's he going to go? How are you going to prosecute him? So I'm not sure, and it sounds like those elements are not in the plan, which goes back to my point that I'm afraid this may be more of a PR exercise than a real plan to work with Congress to do this.
Can Congress stop the president from closing Gitmo realistically?
Sure. It has been the law for a number of years under both Democratic and Republican majorities in Congress that you cannot transfer any of those Gitmo detainees to the United States. So that law will have to be changed in order to close Gitmo. But that's really an important point. There are a certain number of folks down there who cannot be prosecuted in a criminal court, who can't be let go because they're so dangerous. Okay, what are you going to do with them? That's the reason that we ask for a specific plan for the president to tell us how he proposes to do this.
Well, so let me ask you, because it sounds like when you say if he's going to close Gitmo, he has to do it in a responsible way, working with Congress to do it. When you say things like that, Chairman Thornberry, it sounds to the American people like you are in favor of closing Gitmo as long as it's done in a responsible, bipartisan way. So let me get back to the basic values here that you hold. As chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, knowing what you know about the terror threat, should Guantanamo Bay Detainee Terror Center be closed, or should it be expanded? Should we be bringing more recruits into Gitmo?
Yeah, I mean, that's my bottom line concern. We are not capturing people on the battlefield and gathering the intelligence they offer because the president has gotten into a political bind over Gitmo. And so I do think we're cutting off our nose to spite our face. Look, my bottom line position is I would never say Gitmo has to be open forever. But if we're going to close it, then there has to be a plan moving forward that gathers the support of Congress and the American people. The president's never done that in 7.5 years. So I'm not saying it's impossible. And if he comes up with a plan, you know, I'm willing to hold a hearing on it and explore the ins and outs of it. But I think when you get down to it, the key point you're raising is still valid. If you don't have some place to put these people, if they automatically get constitutional rights when they come to the United States, how does that impact our fight against terrorists?
So the president is about to go to Cuba. Do you see this announcement today in the Roosevelt Room on his plan to close Guantanamo Bay and his trip to Cuba as somehow being connected?
I don't know, and I hope not. I mean, there has been rumors, concerns that the president plans to give the whole naval base back to Cuba in some way. That would be a gigantic loss for the United States. Set the detention facility aside, it's a naval base, the only naval base we have in that region, which is really crucial. So we're on a long-term lease. We pay the rent every year to Cuba. So I hope and trust that is not in the back of the president's mind.
What will the Republican response be, Chairman Thornberry, if the announcement today does not check off the boxes that you have laid out there that he must do to close Gitmo in a responsible way? Will there be legislation that keeps him from doing so?
Well, as I say, the current law is and has been for years that you can't bring those detainees here. You can't alter any facilities in
right.
the United States.
But we know that. I know. Well, I'm sorry for you. We know that. You've already told us that. And forgive me for interrupting. We're just on a time constraint. To work around that, Chairman, he's just been dumping these people all around the world.
Around the world.
And you know that the recidivism rate is something like 30% or higher. So it's not working. The law that's on the books right now keeps them from coming to the North America. I get that. But they're everywhere, and they're going to turn their guns back on us. So how can you stop it?
Well, that is true. We tightened a little bit last year. The criteria for deporting, for sending these people to other countries, we may well look at tightening further, given what he's done recently. But the key thing for us, too, is you can't close Guantanamo if you don't bring some of them here. Even the administration admits they're too dangerous to release. So that's going to be the key legal framework that will stay in place unless the president can convince the Congress and the American people he's got a better plan.
Well, and so what you're saying is that you don't imagine that the administration, one of the things that may be announced today, is that they're transferring all these people to other countries. You don't think that is what could be in this announcement?
No, I don't see any way you're going to transfer Khalid Sheikh Mohammed to any other country, given the murder on his hands of 3,000 American citizens. You know, we got to remember who these guys are and what they've done, and we can't lose track of that.
Can I ask you, with specific regard to KSM, as you just raised there, one of the architects of the 9/11 attacks, there's actually an open, ongoing judicial process for him, is there not? He's actually facing a trial. Is it even legal to move him anywhere outside of the United States jurisdiction?
Oh, I think it's a great point. Probably not. One of the great frustrations is that there were these tribunals that were underway before President Obama took office, and basically they have slowed to a glacial pace.
Mm-hmm.
So the courts have authorized a process to review these folks and their detention and so forth, but that is simply not proceeding, and partly, I guess, because, again, the president's got himself in a political bind.
Right. The president ran against Gitmo, ran against military tribunals, and so because of that, KSM, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, is in this limbo right now, and unfortunately, his own political rhetoric is sort of like a snake eating its own tail. He can't close Gitmo because of KSM's judicial process, but he refuses to move the tribunal process forward because he campaigned against that as well.
Yeah, no, I think you summarized it exactly right, and that's the reason I think this plan that's coming today, apparently, is a lot of PR, not much substance, and so I suspect that the current state is going to continue through the end of the administration.